Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. The cavernous new-ish London Bridge station is starting to get a bit noisier, but even now, it's still not quite seeing the numbers of people when it opened in around 2018. That's despite tens of thousands of people pouring back into the city as the Great Commute begins once more. Here's some early stats to prove it. Passenger numbers on the tube were up 19% before 9 a.m. compared with last week. The figure's up 43% on the buses. It's not pre-pandemic levels, but after 18 months of near desertion in some parts of the city, politicians and businesses are hoping it's the start of something like a return. Well, our reporter Rachel Burford was at London Bridge earlier. Rachel, was it a party atmosphere? Were people celebrating the commuting carnival?
Well, I wouldn't describe it quite as sort of a carnival atmosphere, but there were definitely sort of groups of office workers, you know, the sort of smoking areas outside the offices, you know, meeting each other and saying, oh, you know, haven't seen you in ages, which was all very lovely.
And what were people saying to you about things? Because you were talking to some of those commuters. What kind of quotes were they giving you?
Obviously, I'm a journalist asking them outside their workplace whether or not they like being at work. So they were all very diplomatic. But I did really get the sense that people this week especially were sort of really happy to be back and seeing, you know, those colleagues they haven't seen in such a long time. And there was that sort of feeling definitely among them.
And of course, some of those companies that are bringing people back in have been flat out bribing people, haven't they?
There's definitely been a sort of sense of, bosses especially really want their staff back at the office. They've been offering things like, you know, free lunches. A lot of people I spoke to said they weren't coming back in full time, so 3 days a week seemed to be the most popular sort of new model of working, whether Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So I suspect it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But it does mean a few sort of people that are coming in 5 days a week did sort of say, oh, you know, it's the end of Friday pints, which was all very sad. But I guess that'll just become Thursday pints. So you're working from your bedroom hungover on a Friday, maybe.
Thursday is the new Friday for all of us. So yeah. I suspect as this goes on. But then again, did you get the impression from the people you spoke to that this is them now back at work, or are they just kind of trying it out and maybe they'll slink off back to their kitchen desk soon?
Well, I mean, this morning, because it was the first day back for so many people, and I also met a lot of people who had started their jobs during the pandemic as well. So this was the first time they'd actually met colleagues in face-to-face. And they were sort of quite excited, I think, and quite, you know, there was a back-to-school sense, a few people described it as to me. But whether or not they'll still feel that way in 4 weeks' time when they're having to get up and do their commute at 6 a.m, I don't know.
And we're back in the office for the first time, at least seeing each other. Both of us have been in at certain points during the lockdown. How are you finding it now? We've got this big, busy newsroom again.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? It's I've been coming in, a couple of days a week during the pandemic anyway. But today it's been really nice because, you know, seeing all the desks full again. I forgot how many people worked here. And how it's just nice to see people face to face and not just over Zoom, and, you know, all sort of meeting in the kitchen for lunch. It was really lovely.
Have you organised your Thursday as a new Friday night drinks yet?
We get up far too early for that.
And that's The Leader. Join us again tomorrow at 4 p.m. for more news, analysis and interviews.